Nolte, woke Disney finally shamed into raising park workers' wages. By John Nolte on March 24, 2023. The shameless child groomers at Disney have finally been shamed into paying theme park employees a living wage. Yes, in an effort to sexualize small children, Disney is willing to lose billions on woke movies and TV shows filled with transvestites, drag queens, homosexuality, and all kinds of alternate lifestyles. But pay a janitor enough to actually live on? Nope, not until the groomers were shamed into it. Walt Disney reached a tentative labor agreement with union employees at its Florida theme parks, guaranteeing janitors, ride operators, and food service staff minimum pay of $18 an hour. Pay at Disney theme parks has been a perennial complaint by activists and labor groups. Heiress Abigail Disney released a documentary, The American Dream and Other Fairy Tales, about the plight of low-paid company workers. Unite Here Local 737, one of the unions involved, released a survey last year that said some theme park staffers had skipped meals because they didn't have enough money to pay for food. The workers cited the rising cost of living in Central Florida as reason for their wage demands. Abigail Disney can be a creepy and fascist dilettante and an idiot, but she wasn't wrong here. But if you think Disney bigshots like CEO Bob Iger are going to spread their wealth to these janitors, think again. Sometime next week, 7,000 Disney employees and countless outside contractors will be fired or laid off. Hey, what better way to pay for that raise than to fire a bunch of people? Iger made $46 million in 2021. He might only make $25 million this year, poor guy. But that's the kind of guy Bob Iger is, paying his people peanuts while he goes home with $46 million in 1 year. Imagine taking home nearly $1 million a week while your employees are on food stamps. You know, I'm totally opposed to the government setting wages and all that. And I think people should get paid as much as they can. It's a free country, and one of the costs of freedom is things happening you don't approve of. Like a CEO taking home $46 million while his employees live on food stamps. What I don't understand is how people like Iger live with themselves. How do you live with paying someone $8 an hour while you're making $20,000 an hour? How much better can you live after you make, say, $5 million a year? I don't want the Bernie Sanders remedy to any of this. I'll take the flaws that come with freedom over government control any day of the week. The government would only make things worse, anyway. But that doesn't change the fact that this is shameless greed. It's still indefensible. You would think that one of the gifts of wealth would be the means to help others. But guys like Iger, who pose as Democrats and do-gooders, just take and take and take. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.